The World Tuberculosis Day was chosen by the World Health Organization, WHO, to further create awareness against the infectious disease, particularly at the grassroots. Research indicates that more than 4,000 lives are lost to TB, while about 28,000 contact the preventable and curable disease each day. However, records show that global efforts at combating tuberculosis have saved about 63 million lives since the year 2000. Bearing their minds on the management of the infection, two patients who preferred anonymity called for more sensitization programs against TB transmission and stigmatization.
Since I was given the drug, I have stopped coughing and my body system is now working perfectly.
The TB patients also pleaded with the federal government, the state, and the international support partners to provide adequate funds for the fight against the disease. Speaking with Radio Nigeria on the theme for the year's celebration, "The Clock is Ticking," the manager, Osun State Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Programs, Dr. Jide Badamosi, explained that COVID-19 was taking increasing medical resources and attention away from life-saving diagnosis, medicine, and the care of people suffering from TB. The public health officers stressed that the world was running out of time on the commitment of the global leaders to eradicate TB.
Anyone who suspects tuberculosis, they should go to the nearby screening center where they do free tests and free treatment.
Dr. Badamosi, who reminded Nigerians to go for free TB tests and treatment, added that the killer infection could also be controlled by use of face masks to prevent its transmission. "The clock is ticking, check them. The cough, if it not be COVID-19, it could be tuberculosis." For Radio Nigeria, Temitope Musadumi.